It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Every year, there are some trendy, kitschy gifts for kids that make their way under Christmas trees around the country. Things like the wearable blanket known as the Snuggie. And then there are items that are there year in and year out, like the good old-fashioned stuffed animal. More recently, a Milwaukee-area mom and her kids are behind an item that combines the warmth and softness of a sweatshirt with kids' love for stuffed animals. Louise Kempa and her children Seth, Alexia, and Alba devised the Hoodie Pet, a fleece shirt with a detachable animal. And the invention has gained national attention from toy companies and talk shows alike. Louise and 8-year-old Alexia joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke recently in the studio and talked about the inspiration for the Hoodie Pet.
The idea came from Seth and Alexia and Alba. I have a little 4-year-old. At that time, she was 2 years old. They were snuggling up in the sofa with Alba's really cozy blanket. And then Seth and Alexia really wanted to have something in that material, but they wanted to have something that was a little bit more grown up as a hoodie or something like that. So Alexia's idea was to do a hoodie out of it. And so I sew a hoodie out of a blanket material for them. And then when we were done with the hoodie, she told me that she wanted to add her extra pet. It's a little pet that attaches to the front pocket on the hoodie. And when I attached that and made a hoodie for all 3 kids, they said, but mommy, we wanted to trade them, play with them, and collect them. So then we put Velcro on the backside of every pet, so now the children can trade them with each other, play with them as finger puppet, and also collect them, all different pets, because there are 11 different pets they can choose from.
So it was that easy? You just thought, I wanted a hoodie, but I wanted a stuffed animal attached to it?
Yeah.
A lot of people might have had ideas for something they could imagine. I mean, did you think, okay, I have this, I bet my friends would want something like this, too?
Yes, because I know that almost like all my friends love animals and they like sweaters, too. I told them that I made this idea up and I used it from a blanket and a stuffed animal.
A lot of people might have this idea, and obviously Alexia and her brother and sister were in good shape because you could make something like this.
Yep.
But how much did you know about what it would take to get a whole lot of them made? I mean, basically take something from an idea to having a product that you could sell.
When I saw these hoodies, the children went to school with them. And every child wanted to have, they came back to me. I had mothers phoning me and say, hey, can you sew one for my child? And in the beginning, I did. And then I got a seamstress that was helping us out, sewing up around 15 of them. And then we did pilot tests. Is this going to work or not? And then we did some changes on them. Children wanted to have a thumb hole to stick their thumb holes in.
Those thumb holes are really trendy.
Yeah, thumb holes is a great thing. And also we had fur around the hood before, we took that away just because now you can wear them both summer and winter and all year round. So we did do testing on them very much, and we did testing with moms also, what they would buy it for, how easy they are to wash, and what animals we should take. But Alexia, she picked all the animals, and Seth is more into working with the website.
Well, so Alexia, how did you decide which animals you wanted?
Well, I chose from my favorite animals, and I also named the animals.
All right. Well, so give us an example. What kind? Give us the full line, because there are, what, 10 of them? 11?
Yeah, 11. There's Grizzy the bear, Bambooey the panda, Barky the puppy, Bouncy the bunny, Arky the polar bear, Clawy the tiger, Minnie the bunny, Screamy the ape, Speedy the cheetah, Unity the unicorn, and Zoli the zebra.
Well, and it would be one thing to be able to put the hoodies together, but you would also have to have a ready supply of the animals. How did you go about finding the right animals to go with the hoodies?
You know what? We were working with a lot of children, very much feedback in different ages. Alexia took out the first, like, 7 animals, and then we said, okay, what animals more do we want to have? Every child wrote it up. We have a Facebook page also. They came with many ideas. We're now going to make soon 3 more pets because we have a demand on it. So we designed all the, Alexia was drawing them, And then we send them to our supplier that is in China. And they saw it up to us. And then we said, good, or tweak it a little bit more. We had a puppy that was blue before. And the children said, no, we want to have a real-time animal. So we changed them to brown and white instead.
Did you find, were you making, essentially making up the business of this as you went along?
Yes, absolutely. This is a completely new for me to work with apparel. I love working with children, so that was not new for me. On the way, I have learned so much things with marketing and also feedback from customers. I love our customers because they give us so much good feedback and also what we can do that they want to do to make everybody happy.
What's been the hardest part about this?
Selling.
That was going to be my question. I mean, well, not, I
no,
mean,
in it, the beginning, that is true because nobody knew about us. And coming out, there were friends having them and they were very, we were very happy because they were recommending us and so on. And so in the first time, I mean, before a product gets known, it's really hard to get out there. Now we have been fortunate that we have been on the Stevie Harvey show, NBC, and Milwaukee has been fantastic. We have been on different TV channels here in Milwaukee also.
Well, and so what was it like, the Steve Harvey show, for people that might not know it, it's a national talk show.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
I was not on the TV. That was Seth and Alexa, and then they did a phenomenal work.
Well, we laid out all the hoodies and the pets, and then we have, like, this big hoodie pet and this, like, statue thingy. And, like, there's this huge pet that goes with it.
Well, and were you nervous going on TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I imagine an experience like that and the various other shows that you've been on, yep, makes the distribution and reaching your potential customers much easier.
And also we were, Seth and Alexia, we got a phone call and an email saying they were nominated for the Taggarty Award. It's a big toy award that is nationwide, and it's inventors from all over the world. And Mattel and Hasbro and Chicago Toy and Game, they nominated us, and getting a nomination from Hasbro and Mattel is awesome. And then they invited us to come to the big gala that was 800 people, and Seth and Alexia won the award for Young Inventors of the Year. And that after that, it has been pretty easy to sell.
I bet it has. Well, and so along those lines, I mean, is it at all difficult to keep up with demand?
It is. It is. We are selling out in some colors, and then we have to reorder, restock, and it's a fine line there. How much shall we take in? Everything is a cost.
Yeah. Right. You have to weigh the how much you have on hand versus.
Exactly.
Well, and so are you in stores? Are you mostly internet or a little of both?
We're in local stores, and we also are at Mayfair Mall, and you can also go to hoodiepet.com.
And one thing we are very happy about
is that we're saying we are selling hoodie pets at the Humane Society.
It was we love animals, and we love children, as you know, and we got in contact with them because I was on their big gala one night, and because of supporting the Wisconsin Humane Society, and they have heard about the hoodie pet, and after that, then we had a meeting.
Well, and so Alexia, is it exciting to see your friends wearing this thing that you invented?
Yeah, it's really cool because I invented it with my brother and sister, and I just feel like I'm so famous. Even I am really famous, and so I like am so proud of myself.
I think you should be.
So cute. Huh?
Well, and so let's say you get invited to a birthday party. Do you give your friends hoodie pets for presents, or have they already all gotten hoodie pets?
They usually have them, but some of my friends don't have them.
And then we come with extra pets or something.
Do you still have those first hoodie pets that you sewed?
I do.
How much do they look like what's for sale now?
Pretty much the same. The pets are much better. And they had fur, and we took that away. And they are much more professionally sewn, and that because I'm not so good in sewing, to be honest. I just thought this was for my children, but that's why I took in a seamstress also.
But now the whole is the whole thing sourced in China now?
Yes, okay. It is.
And you know, you've developed this. People can customize it themselves. Are you thinking about the next thing? I mean, is this likely to be part of your life for a while? I mean, is Hoodie Pet going to diversify and add new products?
Yes, and we're also going to have a purse with an attachable pet now, and it's coming out in 1 week.
And also one thing we can tell that is very fun, we have been working a lot with our website, so it's kids-friendly. So all the pet comes with secret code. So if they have, when they get the Hoodie Pet, they will have a little secret code. They punch it in on the kid's side on Hoodie Pet, and the pet will jump up to the habitat where it belongs. And then they can get coloring pages, adoption certification, learn more about the animal, and just have fun on the pet's web.
And I think you said that's one of the things that Seth is involved with.
Yes, Seth is very involved with that. He's the internet guy, as they say.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old.
Which is not a bad distinction to have if you're 10 years old.
Yeah. Alexia Moore designs everything. She designs all the purses that are coming now. They're coming out in 4 different colors. And Seth is on the web.
Well, and so, Alexia, you're an inventor at a very young age. Is this going to be what you do when you grow up?
Yes, I think it's what I'm going to do. So I love design because I love art, and I also love sketching. And, like, everybody in my class thinks I'm so good at sketching stuff, and they're always asking, can you sketch this for me?
Well, you've got a really good start, and it sounds like a great future ahead of you. Alexia Louise Kempa, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Louise Kempa and her daughter Alexia are two of the inventors, along with siblings Seth and Alba, of the Hoodie Pet, a sweatshirt with a detachable stuffed animal. They spoke with Mitch Teich, and there are links to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next. Stay tuned.